One time I went to, I traveled to an Airbnb with some friends, and we went to a con that it was legal to smoke, and they had dispensaries everywhere. You could just buy weed everywhere. And I took edibles with some friends, and on God, this was, I've smoked before. I've taken edibles before. I know what it can do to you when you have a little bit too much. But this time I was seeing shit while there was Magic the Gathering playing in the background. No. So I just remember being in a corner, like, just panicking, being like, oh my God, what the fuck is happening to me? And hearing, like, Magic the Gathering going on in the background, like, the cards being thrown down, like, people screaming and all that. And ever since then, I'm like, I don't think I can see Magic the Gathering the same. It honestly scarred me.
You got so it's like high, you could no longer play Magic the Gathering.
Yes, yes.
It's like Joy Wheeler. Monsters! Real-life monsters!
1, 2, 3.
All right, we're officially good to go. I have a feeling that's going to go into the episode. All
absolutely.
This is all of our setup, by the way. Welcome back to the Fish Tank
Podcast.
It's
way bigger than it looks.
Today, yes.
Every time.
That was a comment that we got from our guest, who, by the way, is a huge inspiration.
Wait, about the room we're in.
Is that not what you were talking about?
Yeah.
As a raw opening line, yeah, that is a crazy first sentence.
It is. It's amazing. Like, no context. Going right in there.
Okay. Yeah.
It's bigger than
anyways.
It looks. Thank you.
Anyways,
thank
our you. Guest is somebody who continuously inspires me, especially in the gaming community. They are very known for their creativity, especially that can be seen in their introduction to their YouTube videos, where they act, they sing, they role play, and their cosplays are some of the highest budget cosplays I have ever seen.
It's true.
Macro, welcome to the Fish Tank Podcast. The people need to know, how much can you bench?
I can actually bench, I don't know, what's like a plate
45. Okay, like, 135.
Like, no, actually, no, but let's be real, a plate and a half, but I'm not strong. Like, look at this,
bro. That's all good. We've been asking our guests what they can do.
I'm like really nervous. Exercise. I'm like, is that good? Yeah, so that's good. He's gonna start making like a chart with all the guests and be like, yeah, he's like number 10. It's pretty bad. Like bottom six.
As far as strength goes,
listen. So far, you're behind Indie Fox. Okay.
I feel like she would bench a lot though. So.
She's crazy.
Like, yeah,
we don't know. We can't keep it consistent because every guest we've had, we've asked for a different exercise,
a different workout.
Like, we asked, how much can you squat?
We should
deadlift.
Ask the same exercise and literally just have a running chart.
That would be. We should have start
writing on the wall.
Like, it just becomes like a writing on the wall for the guests, but it's like, it's not like a signature. It's like, here's how much you weigh.
Current max like goals just signed up.
We'll
there.
Do it pound for pound. Like, figure out like the conversion rate of.
Oh yeah. Down to the T.
It's super funny you mentioned like the expensive cosplays, because like obviously my cosplays are like more cardboard related, mm-hmm. and more like just really cheap. They're like the notoriously cheap. The boxes that they come in can be like expensive though, like if that was like a TV box or something, right? But the other day, there was.
I like that. You're specifically getting a television.
That's
like,
why,
this
you write
be
it off.
This is for a cosplay.
You just write out, you're like, oh, I'm buying this TV, but for a cosplay. Like, the TV is just like extra.
Just
can you write that?
Somewhere.
Is that possible?
I don't know.
Can you write that off?
Can you write that off if you're using the box, just the box for your?
That would
your
you
content.
Have to be able to get
I
a
feel,
percentage
I feel like an
out of it.
Would be
yeah.
really mad at you because he'd be like, "Why would you do this? Can you just use the TV?"
You
itself?
Could have
it'd
gone
so
to Staples. It's right around the corner.
Yeah, but you know, you're just trying to like
that'd
maximize.
That's so fucking funny.
I actually haven't really done it, but I should. Like,
you should
next
ask
time,
your
I'm
accountant.
I'm gonna ask my accountant. Like, hey, I'm using the box, but like, can I just keep like the TV that it comes in?
And, like,
can
I
write off
the
box?
Well, the box.
Well, just in case any of the viewers do not know who Macro is, I would like to give context for that comment. So, your YouTube videos, introductions, they mostly have some sort of, I guess, script behind it, and you're just dressing as one of the characters or doing, yeah, you're running with the script. So, which one of those was your, I guess, hardest cosplays to put together, even though they are made up of TV boxes?
Honestly, like, it became easier over time, but like, I feel like
you're able to afford bigger boxes, right?
That. I was able to afford bigger boxes, but I also like realized like as I was throwing away more and more pieces, like, wait, a lot of these are like useful always. So I've kept like some specific pieces of cardboard things.
Nice.
Just like permanent, even though it's like it looks so
you gotta frame them or put them in a glass encasing.
Well, the one that I kept the longest is like I have like a Titanfall helmet that I made. And I was like, this thing has just became so useful. I've been using it so often, like in a bunch of stuff. But
for what?
I mean, just for like Apex related things as well. Because like Titanfall and Apex are like in the same universe and stuff, right? But no, the one that was like the most
the Mue.
What is that? The Mue.
Those are the big in the Apex maps, like those big
the giant,
yeah, the
like,
long neck looking.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean. Okay,
they're called the
Mue. I have no idea. That's
they
the
have
name.
Names. They were just called Nessies. Like
the Mue.
Big Nessie.
I thought Nessie was like an actual, like just a little plushy thing.
Well, like, that's like just... the Nessie is the plushie, but yeah. It's like named after the big things.
Is named after the big thing?
Yeah,
bro,
it's a plushie.
I thought it was somebody's emote on Twitch.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know it was an Apex actually.
No, they own the rights to the Loch Ness Monster apparently. So like Nessie.
That makes so much sense. Apex goes that far back.
They go that far. Like, EA buys everything. You know how it works.
All of Scotland. All of, yeah, that lake specifically, EA has like a little sign that says, do not take pictures of the Nessie.
Just a little, like a tiny little plaque, and it's like EA owns like EA.
It's a little brand logo. Every time you take a picture for some reason, it glows.
Oh, EA Loch.
You see it in the background?
Ness.
Do you guys remember the old EA intro? Like, challenge everything.
Yeah, oh, of course.
Yes.
That stuff
and then also, EA Big. That
I don't remember that one.
That was there was like a basketball game that was 3v3, but you get like superpowers and you get to like do shit, and it was big.
I feel like I played that Street, but I don't remember the big.
Ah. Yeah, yeah. All right, yep. Street was good.
Was Mario in that game?
No.
There was like an ending to the Street where like you could play as like random characters. It wasn't like actually officially, but like you can unlock like, oh, this dude is literally Mario. Like he had the hat, the mustache, and he's like balling out. Like I feel like I've
that
seen,
might be the game.
That might be the same game, right?
No, it is. Yeah, okay. NBA Street. That was a good game.
You know what's really crazy about video games though? Like is the fact that like EA owns the rights to use official sports titles, so no one else can. Which
There's
literally no way anyone else can use a sports team. Like that's why there's only
team?
like the official.
Like, to make
teams.
It look.
What
real,
about
like
pickleball? Yeah. Do they own that?
I'm gonna be real with you. Pickleball? I don't know if that's a real sport. Is that real? I've never.
Man,
I don't even know what
you play.
Would
it be funny if I told you I play pickleball? Like,
with what? With what group?
So my father. So this makes sense. He's old. He's retired.
I thought this was like a Twitch group.
No, for 50 years. Literally,
he's the first pickler.
So like pickleballing has been like a thing for a while, but it's like super low stakes. It's supposed to be for like old people to like just have a nice like low impact workout. Uh-huh. It really should be that way. And then slowly
it
more.
Should be
no,
that
I mean, because it really
way.
Isn't that deep of a sport. But then my dad got into it, and he like used to play ping pong back in like college days. Mm-hmm. So there's like a little bit of like this.
So it's like better shots. Ping pong.
It is like bigger ping pong. It's smaller tennis, bigger ping pong. It's really the in between.
Sorry, yeah, bigger, not better.
Yeah, it's not better.
I love ping pong.
Love ping pong.
Actually, listen, if you love ping pong, you might like pickleball.
Until
I'm not
I see Forrest Gump playing pickleball,
I can like do bottom spinner.
You can do the bottom spinner. I'm not kidding. Like you might like it. Like
Shit.
I'm not gonna be an advocate for pickleball, everybody here, but.
So pickleball is the same rules as basically tennis or ping pong. It's just like a small little thing.
For the
thing.
Most part, except they have like this extra like area. Like if you ever see like the court, there's like the front area, they call it the kitchen. And you're supposed to stay out of it.
Because they cooking?
They be cooking.
Oh, no. Okay, they're supposed to stay out of it.
No, but I don't know why they call it the kitchen. Maybe it's because of that, right? But essentially like you can't go in there unless the ball lands in there.
Okay.
And it's to prevent people from just like... You can basically just camp the front and like smack the
ball. Oh, so it has to bounce first.
It has to bounce first into the... No, you don't have to let it bounce first. You can
but
hit it
in
back.
The kitchen
but
area.
But if you're specifically walking into that like front area right in front of the net, it has to bounce in there first. So that's like a balancing thing. Because before right,
here's
it
the
like
real
that.
Question.
I have
will
no
I
idea how
this?
Pickleball works.
We should play it.
Is that the only
dude,
area?
Dude, we have a pickleball squad right here.
Dude, is that wait. Is that the only rule that the ball can bounce in that area? Anywhere else it can't bounce?
No, the ball
the
can
point?
Bounce anywhere. It's just more like that specific area because it was so overpowered back when like once
to just like
back
hit
in the
day,
back when
I'm
your father
being
was
serious,
playing.
Like because like they keep updating the rules. And so that wasn't a thing for a while.
It's because
they
the
have
game
patch
keeps
notes.
Getting younger and younger.
Yes, exactly.
And more athletic people are doing pickleball. It's like, wait, this is broken.
No, I'm not kidding. They had to nerf the young people.
They got Ferrer in the front just smashing it down. It's just like, you got to stop,
wait, so,
man.
So how do you
get
score a point? I realize
score,
I have no
like,
idea how
like,
pickleball
like all
works.
Tennis rules or ping pong rules, the moment
have
that...
Have you
like,
played ping pong?
I have played ping pong.
You played ping pong. So you're like, you know
when
that,
it goes out.
So if it goes out or okay. if it balls if it bounces more than once, then like that's it. That's like the ball's dead. But
yeah,
like
I'm gonna do a slight flex here. I'm probably better than all of you guys combined at ping pong.
Oh, probably.
That's not true at all.
No,
combined.
No.
Have you seen a viral ping pong clip? That's me.
Wait, no way.
Yep, that's me in the background.
Can we pull it up?
In the background.
In the spectators.
No, he's cheering, just like, yes, spin that.
I'll challenge you to ping pong.
You don't have a guy that's like, oh,
I'm
can you
totally
pull that
down.
Up for us? Like,
I wish we did. Okay. But no, that's the goal. Is that through this podcast?
Ray!
Right now, the issue that we've had, you don't understand. That's actually the first time that we're recording with three cameras, and we're going to have one separate, one single file for each camera. What happened before is that when we would be recording, there would be like 20 separate files from one camera, 10 from another, and then sending it to our editor. I'm sure he must have been like miserable from it. He's been like putting out, he's been making do of it, but this is the first time, now that you're here, that we actually figured out a way to make it so that there is one file coming from each camera.
Your poor editor.
Yeah. That must have been miserable. Yeah, no, I was apologizing to him so much. I was just like, I'm trying to find a way around this. But every week something would go wrong. And God forbid something goes wrong this week again.
Let's fuck this up.
Eventually we do want somebody behind the camera and probably in a bigger room. But yeah. Yeah, well, Macro roasted the size of the room. Yeah. He said it's very small.
What I would want is like a TV for us to be able to like cast our phones to, like if I want to show you guys like a couple videos or something like that, or if like our guest wants to like show us a video and then we can all see it, or then yeah, somebody that
I
can
just
like
want Temple Run in the background.
I think even if you don't,
really all
Subway
I want.
Surfers,
yeah, Subway Surfers exactly. Have the Family Guy clips on the top.
Exactly.
But I was saying, even if you don't have somebody yet, you should have like a fake name that you call every single time to like pull up a, like a name, like it becomes
Jebediah.
Like a
joke.
Yeah,
Jebediah,
pull it up, and then like you just have the editor do
get your beard out the way, bro. We've been over this.
He's Amish. I'm sorry.
And then like the camera pans like nothing. Like, it's just like the saddest.
We just have a little picture that we like draw with our left hands every single time.
That'd be funny. Like I'm running, it's a stick figure.
This is Jebediah, guys.
Jebediah, man. It's the guy.
Yeah, it always has to have a beard. If he doesn't have a beard, I would be so mad. I feel like if you have the name Jebediah, you have to have a beard. If you don't, like, what are you doing? Like, you spawn in with a beard.
Do you know someone with that actual name?
I've met a Jebediah who was Amish.
Okay, so it's just an Amish, like, exclusive name.
I don't think it's exclusive.
No, I feel like it is.
I want you to find
if you are Jebediah, you are Amish.
I want you to find a Jebediah that's not Amish. That's what I want you to do.
That's fascinating, because it's like a biblical
name,
right?
I'll make it my mission.
You'll never find them, because they're not on the internet. You could put a thing and be like, if your name's Jebediah...
I mean, you got to put posters around the city.
You have to make actual flyers and just put them around. Like.
Call this number.
And they're like, I can't use a phone.
Oh, they can't.
I mean, it's possible one of our listeners is named Jebediah.
Email me here. Ooh, that'd be sick. If you're Jebediah and we know the internet doesn't lie, comment below. Well, they couldn't.
We'll give you some free merch or something.
I can't promise that.
I picture you putting up like lost posters of Jebediah, but it's the same stick figure drawing.
And the beard. If you look like this, we need you. Dude. Please contact us however possible.
Actually,
we
can you pull that up, Jebediah?
Well, you know, really, I mean,
you know what boggles my mind is like messenger pigeons back in the day. How did they work?
What?
How did they know where to go?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it was one way.
So they would stop at the same place every single time.
So my understanding, it's crazy. Like, it's stupid, but also genius. But like, you had these pigeons, and they like, I guess pigeons know how to get back to where they were. And that's about
it. But how do you control them going back there?
Basically, they always want to go back. I don't know. They just know. Like, they're pigeons. I don't know. Like, you take the pigeon with you. Like, these pigeons just in a cage with you.
Yeah.
Then you put a little note on it. Then you let them free. And they know they go back to that spot. So it's only sending a message to that original spot that they're from.
So they were caged from one area to another.
Yeah, so basically
and then
they'd
be like,
here,
I'm free. Time to get out.
Yeah, and they want
to
go back.
So like, you don't let them see the sky or whatever. They just go out and they're just like, yep. Right,
honestly,
I got
probably.
It.
This
like,
is
that's
the,
crazy.
Birds know the sky. They
so I've
that.
Actually been hearing a lot of. I've been hearing a lot of pigeon slander.
What?
On the internet.
They're drones.
People, no. Like people like hate pigeons.
They're not real. That's
who
why.
Who hates a pigeon?
They're drones.
A lot of people hate pigeons. But
seagulls,
they're
can understand.
Our first telephone. Without pigeons, we would be nowhere.
Oh, you're right.
I don't think they were our first.
They
I
were
think
our first telephone.
But I mean, overall, though, once you when you contribute something like that to society. Is there just no forgiving you, or is that can you need to be forgiven after that for no matter what?
If you gave us telephones,
but pigeons are like shitting on me.
Yeah, I was at Disneyland the other day, and one shat on my like consomme when I got like the birria tacos there.
And it was
You should be like, thank you, pigeon telephone, for.
I should say,
thank you for blessing me.
Who sent me this message?
Oh,
who is shitting on me right now?
It's good luck, though. If it lands on you, I've heard it's good luck. I don't know about
in
your
food.
If it lands in your food,
I have to eat it, right? Is that the rule?
Yes.
For the luck to take.
I'm like, oh, damn it. You missed me by like an inch. I could have been lucky.
And you start eating it.
Oh, that's so gross.
Who hates a pigeon though? Like, they're the most like chill birds on the planet. Like, I feel
they're
like
not if chill. I've been attacked by a pigeon before.
You've been attacked by a pigeon?
I was in Queens and I got out the car. Yeah, I'm originally from New York.
Oh, fuck, you're New York. You gotta do that. I don't know your accent.
No. I don't know many. No, I don't have an accent. I don't have an accent. This is my New York accent right here.
Accent.
Do it. Anyways, a pigeon.
That was a terrible impression.
Yeah, thank you. It's just because I wasn't sounding like myself.
A native.
I'm walking in.
The only New York words.
Wait, pigeon killed him, sorry.
No, I mean that though. Like, I was walking through Queens and I saw a pigeon on the ground and I was just like, oh, okay, he's going to be normal. He's going to walk out of the way. It's not like I walk straight into him, you know, expecting him to respect my authority.
Is that how pigeons walk?
No, I slay. That's how I walk. That's how the New Yorkers walk, if you will. So I went to, I slightly like angled myself to the right. So it's kind of like a equal type of, okay, I move right, you move right as well.
Yeah, they know about
but
that.
But no,
yeah.
But he flew up instead and he scratched me in the forehead. Like, I wasn't bleeding, but I saw like a little mark there. And I was like, holy shit, that pigeon just scratched the shit out of me.
Holy fuck.
Like, I even like ducked back as well.
You're the first.
Explosive. Maneuvering.
Explosive movement.
I love that
you tried to square up against a pigeon. Just like, oh, what's up?
What's good?
What's up? What's good?
And the pigeon's just
where
like,
are you from?
The pigeon's just startled. Just trying to get out of your way.
No, but I did back up in time. Like, they're pretty loud when they fly. Certain birds are pretty loud when they fly, especially with how girthy pigeons can be
girthy,
in this city.
The best descriptor for pigeons.
I mean, I don't know how else. Some pigeons be eating good in New York.
They do.
Because I could hear them get off of the ground as soon as he did. Yeah. It's like a helicopter. that shits in your food.
Yeah, fuck that.
Listen, I'm just saying, if like a fist bump was personified as a bird, I'm pretty sure it would be a pigeon. I just feel like they just walk like they want to give you a fist bump. Have you ever seen like a pigeon just like strut up to you? It's just like, yo, what's up? It's like, yo, what's up, G? And then it just kind of walks away. Like, that's how I figure pigeons are. Like, owls, they're shifty.
You must be high all the time.
Owls. I don't blame owls. Are terrible. Have you seen baby owls? They look like aliens. They probably are aliens. What do you
there's
mean?
There's a
all
big
look like
theory.
Aliens?
There's a no. Not that they're all. They all look like aliens.
That's what I said. Yeah. They all look.
Who? Like, no, you said baby.
I'm sorry.
No, and then I said they all like all birds look like which baby aliens. I mean,
that's not what you said at all.
All what? Birds are baby aliens.
Oh,
continue.
Shit.
What a bold stance.
So there's a
I'm pushing
there's
up
a
on
theory
this.
That Ruben has told me about many times that like every time you see an owl, it's actually that you saw an alien, but they're changing your mind to your memory see an owl.
Interesting.
So you're telling me aliens just really love mice?
No. He's saying that owls are just a deflection.
Yeah.
Like, so they're just posted
so
up
owls
in trees,
don't exist. They're
chilling.
All aliens.
Like, you just saw aliens eating dinner. They're like, oh.
It's just a house filled with owls. Like,
why owls in this place?
Yeah, why owls?
Because people just think they'd look weird.
Is it because they have very robotic like neck movements?
It's probably.
They just seem like faker than most beards.
Birds.
Birds. Jebediah? Sorry, Jebediah.
Jebediah,
take
got
again,
that
take
out.
Take again. Go.
Do I do it again?
Yeah. Okay. Run it back.
I don't even know what I said.
Something about beards.
They do look more robotic than most birds.
God. Apparently, owls are like the quietest flyers out of all birds.
Yeah, they're silent really killers. Yeah, yeah.
They just glide silent through the night and then kill a mouse 20 miles away that they heard like
20 you know. Miles away.
I swear to you, I'm pretty sure they can hear a mouse up to like 2 miles or something. Like insane.
Animals
distance.
Are fucking crazy.
By the way, that's a big difference. 20 and
yeah,
two
but
miles.
Like that 20 miles is like obviously an exaggeration. That's like the distance of a nuke.
No, because
like,
I was
like
dude, you just seemed like
radius.
You had the facts right. I was like, dude, really? Is that true? Like, I wasn't even like upset. I was like. Continue.
They can track a mouse from 20 miles
like, literally.
Away.
No, that is crazy that animals, like you said, animals are crazy. How they can be born under a human society. Like, let's say you take a cat in and it still knows how to clean itself.
Yeah.
You can still train it to use litter on its own despite no communication being made.
Really?
Like, that's...
Have
I mean,
you ever had a pet?
I've owned a cat, but I'd be real with you. We, like, left them outside.
No!
I guess that makes us, like, bad... Cat.
I mean, okay.
Would they come
well,
back?
Well, they come back inside.
And
like,
get food and stuff?
We had one cat. Her name was Evie, and she was, like, so well-trained. Bless her soul, got eaten by a coyote. That's a little spoiler alert. But anyway.
Because you left her outside.
Well, she was so
good. She wanted to be outside.
She was
some
so
cats...
good at not getting killed by coyotes, but up to that point. Oh, okay.
Like, sometimes cats just want to be outside. There are outdoor cats.
Her track record was crazy. I'm not going to lie.
I believe that.
Was so well trained where, like, we did this thing because, like, we've had cats, like, most of our life. But this one cat in particular, we had, like, a bell on the front door. So whenever, like, she wanted to, like, poop, she would run up to the front door and, like, tap the bell. Shit. And
wow,
would open the door.
Like dog
and then they would go out and they would just, like, poop outside to the point where, like, we had a litter box. It was never used. It was awesome. Like, this cat was like, no, I'm going to go outside. It's more fun to be, like, outside and, like,
that's
poop.
True.
So, and that cat was, like, so great.
You want to know the scariest thing ever? My friend, when I was growing up, had five animals. He had two of these huge, big old dogs that I can't remember the name of, but they, specifically, their voices were used for the Wookiees in Star
Wars.
Whatever that type of dog was, they're big boys.
Mastiffs?
No.
Mine, too.
They're just super.
My voice.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're telling me that they didn't use human voices for the dog to do that?
It's a dog, yeah. And I could, when they like barked or whatever, you could hear. They're like, it was very funny. It was like a good
piece
like
of Spanish
trivia.
Dogs.
Yeah, but they were huge, but they were so sweet. I love them very
rolling
much.
Their rolling
R's. It took me a sec. That was, you guys, I think he got the joke immediately.
How are you? But like, he had those two big dogs. They had two indoor cats, and they were super sweet and big idiots. There's a black cat and an orange cat. Orange cat was spastic. The black cat never found them, but he would always just appear just somewhere in the corner. And then he had an outdoor cat whose name was Emily. Very unassuming name, right? This cat was the most murderous animal ever. Their yard was like surrounded by trees, right? Not a bird to be heard, no squirrel seen. And they're like, yeah, no, Emily has killed off most of the wildlife.
Oh my gosh.
We don't take care of her. She is strictly an outdoor cat. And sometimes she'll just leave us a bird and then another one. And then another one.
That's how they show respect, or how they show, like, I love you, here, I killed this animal for you.
Yeah, and so they would put, like, a little water bowl outside for her, and I guess that was, like, she's like, thanks for the water, here's a family of birds. And she, dude, she killed everything. It was so quiet whenever I went over his house. I thought it was, like a horror movie every time I went over there, because it's just surrounded by woods and not a sound. And then I was just like, where's Emily? He's just like, I don't know, probably killing the squirrels.
Oh, man. Did you ever see a squirrel get dropped off, or just birds?
No, because I think she just ate them, like, just straight up. Like,
you
would
think
the
birds would be
animals.
More appetizing. Like,
I think she ate everything there, because they, like, we put food out, but it's never once been touched. She's engorged herself on the wildlife of this area.
So bad for the ecosystem right there.
So I have a greyhound at home. Right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, really? Aurora?
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant like back home, like in.
No. Okay. In my
house. You sounded
house.
So bothered by it.
Like, no, I was just like, why have I never heard of this before? But yeah, Aurora.
So I have a greyhound at my house. And it's crazy to put in perspective how fast she can run. So have you ever traveled like at 40 miles per hour in your car, like driving?
Yeah, pretty much.
I would hope you did.
Have you ever driven
run 38? She can run 15 miles more than that.
What?
She can
Why
run
didn't you
55.
Just say
because,
she can run 50?
Because if I just say, say 55 miles an hour, you don't, but like 40 is
Dude,
like
you
a,
could just say Aurora could be on the highway. She was in the right lane. You could see Aurora.
That's insane. First of all,
because I feel like
insane.
I travel at 40 miles per hour pretty often.
Okay.
Like it's a pretty normal speed to go at.
It's like fast, but not too fast.
And it's, in my head, I understand how fast 40 miles an hour is. It's pretty fast. Not too fast, not too slow. You feel like you're traveling. And then you take it 15 miles more, you're traveling at 55, and it's just like, okay.
You're specifically
imagine Aurora,
on the highway.
Imagine a dog running
right next to
just
you.
Just fucking...
Dude, it makes that noise too.
55? Really? Dude, cheetahs go like 60 or something like
cheetahs
that.
Cheetahs, I think, hit top at 70, but it's like, how long is like 55? How many seconds of max speed?
Around a lap or just down the side of a lap. Like,
fast dogs. But still, that's some distance.
I mean, they race
that
dogs.
Is crazy.
That's why they race dogs.
Oh, yeah,
well, it got outlawed in Miami, so that's why we have one. So the state of, I think it might be Michigan or, yeah, Michigan maybe. So they have a law that you can't kill dogs there. So when Miami outlawed dog racing, they were going to kill all the dogs.
Oh my God.
They were going to put them down. And then Michigan or Maine, One of those states.
One of the M states, yeah. For sure. Minnesota, for all I know.
Bought all of the dogs so that they can have sanctuary in there.
Aw, that's awesome.
And then that's when my roommate bought hers.
And that's why the dog is so fast.
Yeah.
Because it's erased the context.
Literally.
That's insane. I can't imagine a domesticated dog running 55 miles per hour. 55
Have you seen, her in action, Aurora?
I've seen her run. It's awesome.
Oh, my God. Constantly practicing every day, they can't hit that speed, but she can bolt it.
Fast. It's pretty awesome.
That's really fast.
She's so sweet and like unassuming. I would never expect her to just go as fast as a car.
Yeah.
Like faster than most cars.
Like as fast as a car traveling without speeding. Like a normal like.
Yeah, like the speed limit. The actual speed limit that no one follows out here.
Do you know how like unnerved I would be if I was driving on the highway and I just turned to my right and just a dog just
traveling at the same time?
I'd be like,
I would assume it was a deer. No, I would never assume it was a dog. I would assume it was a deer or a jaguar. Yeah.
I would assume it's the chupacabra right there. I'm like, no, I'm too close to the border. I gotta go back home. What is going on here?
Yeah.
No.
Can you tell us about Lego Dream? Oh, yeah. Barely hit that. Yeah. Can you tell us about Lego Dreams?
Yeah. So it's not really like. I'm in a show. Mm-hmm. It's a Lego TV show on Netflix and Amazon and a bunch of other things called Lego.
What do you mean by in it?
Oh, so I'm a voice actor in it.
Okay.
No, I play the Lego. I am a Lego. But so basically it's a show starring a bunch of like little Lego kids, like Lego characters and stuff, like doing Lego things and Lego. So the name of the show is Lego Dreams with 3 Z's at the end of it. It's a pun, sleeping, like 3 Z's.
Okay. Sure.
So I got into that show. I play a character named Mateo in it. It's a super fun kids show. I recommend it. I mean, feel free to watch it all or not.
Oh, it's out already?
Or not. It's out. It's out. It came out like a month and a half ago.
Oh.
On Netflix, the first 10 episodes.
Wait, so does that mean you're on strike now?
So, yeah. So this is the crazy part. So basically, Comic-Con just happened,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I ended up having to go to Comic-Con to promote the show, but I was like, the strike happened like a week prior. And yeah. I was like, if it's all these other actors and stuff are like not going to Comic-Con.
I can't do it too.
Yeah. Everyone that's in the Screen Actors Guild or part of SAG Productions like can't do it. So I messaged like my union rep going like, hey, so I'm not in SAG yet, but I would still want to be.
Well, you don't want to be barred from SAG too, because if you're not a SAG actor and you are doing work during these strikes, you can never.
No, exactly. So
that's such an unfortunate acronym to choose though.
SAG.
Yeah. Like that's yeah, pretty rough.
Maybe put an extra letter in there like SWAG.
Yeah.
Swag.
Screenwriters Actors Guild.
Screenwriters Actors Guild. That's way better than
SWAG Guild, for
sure.
That's
way better than SAG.
But so
the Writers Guild is AFTRA. Like it's not.
Is it not?
Because it's SAG AFTRA.
What's AFTRA stand for?
I have no idea.
All feelings.
All
today. Really?
There's two A's.
All feelings today. Really? Come on.
America.
All feelings today, really, America.
But I was gonna say, like, I text the union rep and I'm like freaking out because I'm like, I don't want to go. I don't want to like be a scab, yeah. Right? And they're like, no, basically every single person in this entire production is Canadian except me. It's a Canadian. It's like the entire guild that's part of it is actually the British Columbia Guild. It's a separate thing. It's like a sister guild. So they weren't striking or anything. But like even then, I was just
you don't want to be barred from SAG.
So I basically still I was contractually obligated. I even asked the SAG rep. I called the SAG rep.
Really?
I was scared, bro. I was like, I do not want to be able to.
You want to be able to VA like
so? Yeah. So yeah. I emailed them, going to explain my situation, explain the production, and then they were like, technically, because you signed the contract prior to it, like you're fine. You can still commit, and it's not part of it's not a SAG production, so we're not striking against the production. Just don't promote Netflix or anything like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, for sure. But either way, me and the other voice actors who were kind of like all forced to be there and all like uncomfortable with it, we didn't post anything about it. Like we were just like, we want to kind of like keep that low key. Like,
yeah, there's like, what are you doing here?
No, literally
vibing.
it was just like you're just vibing, you know.
I just love comics.
What are you a voice actor for?
I
just love comics and conventions.
It was my first Comic-Con though.
Was it cool?
It was different because I do feel like because there wasn't all these different like events with all these different actors, writers, and people like talking about their productions. It ended up being extremely crowded on the main floor, like. I guess more crowded than it's ever been.
Dude, there have been a really crowded cons recently. I went to Anime, AX,
Dude, Anime Expo.
That was crazy.
Dude,
that was so packed.
4 years ago, I went to Anime Expo for the first, like, when I first moved out here.
How was
it? I was able to, oh, there's a con happening. We walk up. Oh, come right in. Buy the ticket. It wasn't like this, like...
Dude, it was insane. Crazy. For like an
but
hour.
All you do is you go there and then you buy shit. Like,
yeah,
it's
you're
not
paying
really
the,
like,
for the right to buy.
Yeah,
other
like
things.
It's not yeah. like yeah. It, there's maybe there's a lot of talks or I don't know. I don't remember there being a lot of talks. But
dude, I don't remember.
It
what
was
I
just
even
like a bunch of booths, which is cool. I mean, it's just a bunch of booths where you buy shit. Like, you could go to Frankenstein's. I don't know.
It's also an excuse to gather.
Have you ever been to Frankenstein's?
Of course. I'm a Yu-Gi-Oh nerd.
Oh, really?
I used to be like deep into
Pot
like,
of Greed. It's
and, like,
card.
Competitive Yu-Gi-Oh was like Yugi my thing Modo. In like early college days. Like when I finally had my own money.
What type of deck?
That was like, shoot, that was back in like Dragon
Spell,
Warrior
Spellbind,
era.
Spellcast, what is it? Spellbook?
I didn't play Spellbook. I played Evil Swarm.
Oh, like, I fucking hate Evil Swarm.
But that was at the Dragon Ruler. Dude, I feel like this is super, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. I used
like
to
really,
play,
like, you have to know.
I play
I used
Monster
to play,
Reborn.
I forget what it's called. I think it's called maybe.
Pot of Greed is still
are
legal.
Okay?
No, it's not.
But everything you're saying are banned cards, by the way. It's really funny. Like, keep going. I
Swords of Revealing Light.
Monster Reborn is banned?
Yeah. I mean, not
anymore. Bring one monster back from the graveyard.
Not anymore,
banned.
But at the time
really?
When I was playing it like a lot, it was super banned because like it was that it was powerful.
Dude, compared
man.
To Magic, no... where you're like exiling entire decks or whatever.
Well, because
the hell.
Magic has a cost system, right? That's the big difference between like Yu-Gi-Oh and Magic. Magic, like, no matter how broken a card is, it can be like balanced by the cost system that exists inherently in the game. Like, it can have like, an insane effect, but you need to like hit like three lands or whatever, right?
Yeah, it didn't feel like that when my friend played me in Magic. Dude, he brought out a deck where he won the turn it started. Like, he just said 20 things and then he put down. He's like, I hit you for infinity. And that was a real thing he could do. He hit me for infinite. I didn't get to play
hit
the
you
game.
For in, like literally,
literally,
did it have the symbol?
An infinity symbol.
Oh, that sucks.
But I'm sure there was a huge. I'm sure there was a huge setup to make that happen.
Of course, he just kept talking for like 5 minutes, and he's just like, I'm glad
"Shut
I got to-
up, Greg,
dude." That's the thing. I was just like, Steve. Why did we play? And he's just like, he's like, I really wanted to show off this deck. I'm really proud of it. I'm just like, what. Why did I get this deck?
I'm talking about the turns prior to set up this deck, right? Surely.
No.
It took a one turn
no,
to do all that?
No, he literally
it
said...
It doesn't matter if it's still your turn. Yeah, you can
map.
Say all of that.
He was big. He's really into Magic. He's got crazy decks and whatever. But
the
like,
worst kind of
this
people.
This is like before I knew this, right? He was just like, how do you want to play? It's just like, what the style? I was like, I'm brand new to Magic. I literally just put together this deck because it has some monkeys in it. And I thought I liked having the monkeys. Because
it has monkeys.
It's just like, it was just like this big gorilla. And I was just like, I love this dude. I love his energy. I want to be this deck. It was a green deck. And all I did was just, I wanted to play some monkeys. And it wasn't a good deck. I had no idea what I was doing when I put it together. It was a bunch of scrap cards.
But you wanted to return to monkey.
Yeah, and I just wanted to play a monkey. And I thought I was going to be playing against someone else that just had like a scrap deck. Or he knew I was brand new.
He was the wrong dude.
He's just like, listen, how do you want this play? It's like, do you want me to go hard or do you want me to just like, you know, mess around? And I was just like, you know, show me what it's all about first and then we can play like the other thing. And I didn't know that by saying that, he would win the second the game started. Like, literally, his turn, we flipped a coin, he got to go first, he drew a card and said, oh, cool. He said 12 things, it took like 5 minutes for him to explain everything that was going on, and then he said, and I swing for infinity. And I was like, what do you mean you swing for infinity? He's like, yeah, no, I have infinite amount of attacking cards because they're constantly self-replicating.
Wow. Dude, he made a machine. He literally, like, somehow successfully made, like, a machine out of cards.
Yeah, it was like it was
no,
like,
it replicates over time and it kind of just builds upon that.
Yeah,
like,
and there's apparently just there's a mode in Magic the Gathering where you can just play that. Like that's a
like
thing.
Solo
where it's
mode?
Like it's literally called like you win in within two turns. And like if you're lucky, you just win on turn one.
Nah.
It's crazy. It's genuinely insane and it makes me laugh thinking about it because imagine a tournament of that.
I mean, it's probably that's what most of these like things have like boiled down to, like a pay to win strategy where it's like everything is so power crept and so like strong that like you're going to run into, like, you. In your head, you're like, I just want to have a little back and forth.
Yeah, I just
like,
want to play a monkey.
I want to play monkeys, attack you with monkey my monkey. Guy. My gorilla kills you. And then the other guy's like, no, you're not going to play.
It's like Marvel versus Capcom 3.
This conversation was so confusing to me that I had no idea when we swapped from Yu-Gi-Oh to Magic. I did not I did not recognize that
that swap
happened.
I want to swap back happened. To Yu-Gi-Oh. I had a deck. Where
he's
I
still like, please. Can
what
you
card
just,
games have so you even back. Played, Fish? Uno.
I like
on.
Pokemon. Like Pokemon, like Uno.
So I used to have a deck. I forget what it's called. I think it's called a Grave Robber or something like that. Where I would have Gravekeepers. I would have Fabled Elf come out,
yeah.
And then I would be able to discard two cards from my hand, and then because I discard them to the graveyard, they would get automatically summoned.
Yeah, Fabled stuff, yeah. Like Dark Worlds, I think.
Yeah, Dark Worlds. Yeah. Dark Worlds. That was my favorite deck to play because on the first turn, I would have my full five monsters, like, out.
Now, that deck is tight. Yeah. That deck is, like, for me, that it's crazy. Like, that just threw, like, a child
flag. Yeah.
That was, like, one of the first, like, starter decks, like, in high school I ever bought. I was like, whoa. Like, yeah. I was like, Mom, can I get this? And she's like, no. And I'm just like...
I only ever collected the cards. I had no idea how to play the game for the most part, but I do remember I had one card called Wingweaver, and I was like, it's a hot card.
Dude, it's like...
Wingweaver's pretty hot.
It's like a vanilla card. It has like no effect or anything. It's just a hot card.
I was just like, this is
Jebediah, pull
Wingweaver. I want the next like Yu-Gi-Oh! Champion to just run normal deck. Like, just no effects.
Blue Eyes White Dragon, Dark Magician. The most, like, everyone, like, knows the cards. Like,
but he just runs it super hard.
Like, when he's, like, he's watching and going, like, I know that card.
That's the guy.
It's like Captain America, like, I get the reference.
It's the guy from fucking Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
You guys want to hear kind of, like, a dark thing about myself, why I'm kind of, like, I don't really associate with Magic the Gathering?
Because you grew up in Harlem.
No. So one time I went to, I traveled to an Airbnb with some friends, and we went to a con that it was legal to smoke, and they had dispensaries everywhere. You could just buy weed everywhere. And I took edibles with some friends, and on God, this was, I've smoked before. I've taken edibles before. I know what it can do to you when you have a little bit too much, but this time I was seeing shit while there was Magic the Gathering playing in the background. No. So I just remember being in a corner, like just panicking, being like, oh my God, what the fuck is happening to me? And hearing like Magic the Gathering going on in the background, like the cards being thrown down, like people screaming and all that. And ever since then, I'm like, I don't think I can see Magic the Gathering the same. It honestly scarred me.
You got so it's like high, you could no longer play Magic the Gathering.
Yes.
Crazy. He was Joy Wheeler. Monsters. Real monsters.
Some part of me, if I started hearing Magic the Gathering being played or something, I feel like I would actually get chills, like a panic and shivers. Attack,
like,
yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
know what he heard? He heard like the words like being said. It sounded like a seance.
He heard this one guy, I swing you for infinity. Yes.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Stay away from me.
It literally does sound like the words that are on these cards can sound. Like, you're literally casting, like, legit, like, Cthulhu, and then I summon, like, the skull of the grave, and they're just like, stop, dude, stop.
No, I mean that, like, right now,
like, seeing the holograms up here above the cards, like, oh, God!
I understand that, like, a lot of people do play Magic, and I would be willing to open up my mind to it, but in the moment, that whole weekend... They tried to, because that was the first night. That was the first night out of like a 4-day weekend. And they tried teaching me after the fact. And all I could think about was like what I was hearing while I was high and under that state. Bro, and I was just like, none of this is being processed to me. Like, I just keeps bringing me back to just me being scared.
So I was terrified. I couldn't do it. Like in a corner, and you're freaking out. But
so, how do you like the tournament?
But it was like the most calm scenario. They're just like, yeah, and then I tap, and then
it's just very calm.
Yeah, but him's like,
tapping. No, yeah, yeah.
No, I can assure you, it was not calm. There was screaming every now and then, and I would definitely like be jumping in my seat in the moment.
Oh man,
it was scary. But yeah, this was a long time ago. But that's
I do know just the basics of Magic, like enough to like understand the terms that they're using for the most part. And I follow this one dude on TikTok that just talks about Magic the Gathering cards, and he just makes me laugh because he'll describe the cards as like war criminals. And he's like, dragon that's a 3/3 has gone against the rules of man and creature alike. And like, you just talk about him. I'm just like, yeah, man, that's a good lizard.
Jesus Christ. What a weird comparison. Dude. Like, this is the Hitler of cards.
No, my God. Exactly. Just like, you don't even understand the things that have happened with this card. Like, this card has committed tax fraud in 17 states and is currently on the run from federal agents. And he is in your deck. We are not having a good time.
Like, feel free to cut that out.
He is heading to your location.
This card knows where you live. And it will find you and take all of the lands in your deck and use it for its own purposes. And just like, really now?
And so this card has hot singles in your area.
That's probably something he says. And it's just like a seductress. It's just some planeswalker. And just like, okay, what else can it do? How does it know my number? And for 3 mana, it'll find your mother. It's like, no, Mom! But that's just Magic the Gathering. And ever since we played Magic the Noah, I'm just like, I wonder if he knows this guy.
Dude, fucking, you know who taught me how to play Magic the Gathering?
Who?
Like, randomly at a party, you were there. Mm-hmm. William Osman, the engineering YouTuber.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That makes complete sense.
He just taught me how to play Magic.
Any person that knows math plays
He wanted
magic.
To play, and I was there.
It's true.
Did you guys actually play at the party?
The Venn diagram of mathematicians.
I learned a little bit.
The Venn diagram of mathematicians and Magic the Gathering players is a circle.
It's
just a circle.
There's no Venn diagram to it. It's just complete overlapping.
Literally every time. That's why I wasn't really into Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, it's because like it's just math. It's just like theoretically.
Well, Jake doesn't know how to play Magic, so it would be like
that's because he hasn't realized it yet.
One little sliver, and it's just Jake laying down. Yeah, and then the rest of it is one.
No. That part of it is literally people that have yet to understand magic. As soon as you tell them how it is, they immediately, it just shifts over. 100% of the
time. Now
I
want to play in front of this guy. Like, just
I think my PTSD
I'm
gonna
is I'm
going to
start leaving Magic the Gathering cards around everywhere. His room.
Stop it, guys.
No, you know what's crazy is that that is one of those moments that I had that like made me stop smoking now that I've grown
really
up.
That bad.
One of those, because I've had a few bad moments, and those moments like that was definitely one of them that I'll remember. That it's like if somebody ever offers me a joint, I'm like, no, I'm good. I don't think I want
to. I don't smoke that often. One of my best friends, we're in New York. He's from New York as well. Mm-hmm. And it was his birthday week, and I have kind of a tradition where like I'll get high with him once a year. But we did edibles. And at this point, I barely smoke ever. So like this was like, we're at his house, mm-hmm. and it's like late at night, and we're in the Bronx. It's like his cousin's house that we're staying at, right? Mm-hmm. And the whole time there's someone like underneath of the apartment building. They're like arguing really loud. Like, and I hear like a broken dish or something, right? And I guess I didn't realize, but I was like crying. Because I was like, they're gonna come up here and get us. he's gonna get mad and get like. And
the fact that you said you didn't realize you were crying.
No, I knew at the time, but like in my head, I was like, he knows we're up here. And he's gonna come up here. And the whole time, my buddy's just like, it's okay, dude. It's okay, man. And just like, but he heard us. He hears us up here. And he's like yelling. He's yelling. I could have sworn he said my name or something.
Oh my god. You guys have some crazy. experiences with weed.
You go from 0 to 100, though. It really does get
you
paranoid.
Dude, the first time I ever had that much of an edible.
They recorded his whole thing.
First off, I recorded it, which is great to go back and listen to. And I just sound spastic. But like that, like I was aware the entire time that I was just talking to Rob. Like I was like, I knew I was just being insane. And I thought that was funny. But like the second time that it happened to me where I wasn't recording it, I was on a Discord call with some friends. And I had to lie down on the ground because I couldn't stop moving like I was on the ocean. Like I just felt a wave constantly under me, and my friend was just like, hey man, what happened? You know, just like he heard my voice like a mile away. It's just like, I'm not on a boat. Wait, but I feel the water.
Dude,
I do want to clarify though, it does suck though, because like growing up I smoked weed, and I feel like it's just such a chill thing to do. I know there's a lot of medical benefits that come from it as well. So I don't want to shit on it or anything that we had the bad experiences.
I used to smoke a fuck ton of weed too, like when I was young, and then I just like I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly,
maybe it's just like a grown up.
Maybe we're just growing
up. No. Because I feel like
fucking paranoid and like everything. It sucks.
I want if I'm in a conversation and I'm not contributing to it, especially in like a party setting, if I'm staying quiet and like not saying anything, then I start to worry. And the fact that I'm like high, it makes me not want to speak. And then it starts to double down.
Then
everything
like,
goes south.
Oh, I think I need to speak now. What were we talking about? Oh, I think the right thing that I would say. And then you're just thinking about thinking and then about doing. And it's just like, what the fuck am I? Yeah. Like, I need to leave.
I would never have guessed you to be the type that's like, gets that kind of like partying, not anxiety, but you like want to not just be that guy just there. Like, I felt like you were such a good host that you basically were kind of doing that with people. You're like, yeah, let them like all talk and like just I'm gonna just make sure everyone's having a chill time.
No, both of these guys are incredibly nervous all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm so.
He's lying.
He's lying.
Yeah, he's lying.
He's nervous. I don't. I'm a fucking. Yeah.
I will meet somebody that I recognized from YouTube that I grew up watching. And Louis was like, he's just a guy, dude. And I'm just like, but you don't get it. He's like, shut the fuck up. He's just a guy.
Oh, you get starstruck with other YouTubers?
Oh, yeah.
Even though you have a pretty successful YouTube channel?
No, but they don't know who I am.
That's okay. They don't know who anyone is. No one knows. And the beauty that I've learned is that they may think, if they think they're hot shit, then they're probably not that cool of a person anyway. Because everyone's so niche in their own worlds. Like you can have like 2 million, 5 million subscribers, but like you'd be surprised how many people don't know who the fuck you are. Like, you're not Leonardo DiCaprio, dude.
But I think that I would still feel...
You're not dating only 25-year-olds.
I think I would still...
You're not a problematic 50-year-old dating only 25-year-olds. But
oh,
like,
that's like his upper
25, yes. 25 is stretching it.
That's like
19.
It means like a girl turns 25 and is just crying. Like, I missed my shot.
Dude. Wait, what was I going to say? No, but I think I don't think it would be the same even if I didn't have a following at all.
Really?
Or I think, did I say that right? I think it would
be the
same.
Same regardless. Yeah, you're just like, you're just going to be like, I'm a fan of you.
It's just him. It's just who he is.
No, yeah. I mean, that's fine. I get, like, there were a bunch of people whenever I was at your parties. That's the only time I really, that is the most, like, to me, I grew up born and raised in LA. Mm-hmm. But the most LA shit is when I'm at your parties. And I've been to, like, a couple of them now.
Like, my parties at my house?
Yeah, the ones that are over there at your house. Sorry. But, like, it's usually, like, he invites me to those things.
Yeah, and there's a
And there's so many people to the point where, like, I don't even know where the fuck he is.
Yeah.
Like, I'm playing Smash Bros. With, like, other YouTubers.
Yeah, random.
Like, in the corner, like, and then, like, people come and like, oh, Mac, are you here? I'm like, look, I've been here for like 3 hours.
Fucking rolling people in Melee.
I don't even know who's hosting this. But like, it feels like the most Hollywood type shit ever. Like,
listen, I'm going to say this right now for everyone that has ever hosted a party ever. Please have Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
Please.
We have two setups. We have on the third floor and the first floor.
Yeah,
I was on both for
a while.
Dude, we have two Smash setups.
Every time I go to a party and I don't have like a game playing
to
that I can just to just chill at, because I'm gonna be real with you, I get tired of talking to people almost as soon as I start talking to them. For the vast majority of people. No, I cap out super fast on conversations because unless I'm drunk and then the inhibitor's gone and I could just do whatever. I top out super quick, but if Melee is there, or just any Smash game, really, I'm just like, I can just vibe here, and I can just play people, and we can talk while games are going on, and it's just that it's so much easier to do that, because there's just something that's not just straight talking, and then trying to figure out what to do with my hands when I'm just holding my drink and trying to talk to someone. Like, that is the biggest thing.
He's crippled by his social battery. He doesn't know what to do with his hands, dude.
He's like, I need... This is like, you should bring... Imagine we're talking,
and I'm just like this.
No, it's not even a fit.
So what's going on, Macro?
Oh, hey.
It's just like, I don't
know. Are you having fun at the party?
Dude, because when you're just standing there and you don't have like the conversational ability to just like go through a conversation where it doesn't feel like you're just grilling them about random shit.
No,
like Louis's thing is just talk about them. It's just like, yeah, but I don't care, which is the issue. Because like if you care about like
that's
anything,
my cue to leave. Just
like in a party when you don't know these people and you're just walking around and you have like two friends there and they're talking with other people. And you don't want to just always walk into the conversation and just be like, hey, what's up? Which is what I've just been doing at like every one of your parties, because that's just, I figured no one actually cares.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Yeah, no one actually cares. But for the longest time, that was like my biggest concern.
You should get a fidget spinner.
I hate those things.
Hey, what's
so
up?
So you have like, what's up, man?
That's not the issue. It's just having like a thing in my hand. It's just like, it's the conversation itself, my man. It's not, I'm not crippled by like my
Wait,
ability
that's
to
sad to say
things.
That. That is sad to say that. So nobody cares what I'm talking about?
Most of the time,
And then, what the fuck? And then other people also.
It should give you solace. Is like, oh, I could say some random shit and they're not going to fucking, like.
Try to break the matrix.
They're not going to break down every single thing
they
you're saying.
They will like you, but they're not going to care about everything you're saying.
The way I say it, though,
I
is
killed
just
someone.
Like, it makes it sound...
Oh, yeah, cool, man.
The way I say it makes
too,
it
dude.
Sound
What are you
off.
Doing Saturday?
Did you see Barbie Oppenheimer?
That feels like the most, like I'm at, like, a cooler... I never actually had a cubicle job.
Did
like,
you Barbenheim? Did you Barbenheim?
I Barbied, not Oppenheimed yet. Because I want to watch, like, I'm such a... Okay, so I'm a film...
I barred, but not hired.
But I'm a huge film dude. Like, I love film, like, with a passion.
Oh, but not enough
Me
to
too.
Watch Oppenheimer.
No, I do,
okay,
but it's sold
man.
Out on...
You need to see
it.
You need to
see
an IMAX
70mm IMAX
yep.
for 4 weeks straight.
Yep.
I have
yep.
my ticket set up for next Tuesday. And, like, middle of the day, like, 10 a.m. IMAX. Like, I'm the only one in the theater. Like,
holy shit, just ready to fucking...
Well, because, like, who else is going to... Who has a free time on a Tuesday? Like, I'm here yeah. on a Tuesday. Yeah.
Like, dude, I say that every time I go to the gym. I'm just like, who are all you motherfuckers? Why are you here?
They're like night jobs. Like
did you like Dune?
Furious.
I love Dune.
Don't get him started.
Dude, I'm not going to lie to you. I think Dune, like, I didn't read the book. Sorry.
I didn't read the book
I'm illiterate,
either.
Guys.
No, it's okay.
But essentially, like, I found that film to just be... Like, art, I don't know, like, Zoomer Star Wars is amazing. Like,
yeah,
like,
I think it was one of the
so
greatest
good.
films, just the vibe of it.
Yeah.
Like the way it feels is just, I've never had that experience watching a movie. For sure. You could ask them, how many times have I watched that movie?
Dude, I think we brought 11 this up like at this 19 point. Times. Fuck off with Dune, man.
I love Dune.
You dove Dune too much.
Yo, do we have Jump
a
King?
Do we have a Dune? We need to have another list. Dune brought up in podcast.
Oh, we should totally do that.
How many times? Like,
Dune,
should
Jump King, it. Pool.
Jebediah, pull it up.
Jebediah, pull it up. How many times Dune. Have you said no, Dune? Not the sand. Dude, the planet thing. Dude, come on.
Oh, come on,
know.
Dude.
He doesn't know.
He should definitely do that. Look at the guy.
He hasn't even seen a movie.
I don't think he's seen like anything in the second past the second dimension, man.
True.
He's
true.
Literally a stick figure.
He lives in
he lives in the that's even sadder actually.
Flat world.
Have you seen the new Futurama?
I have not yet.
I
Is it good?
It. I love it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It feels like normal Futurama.
It feels like just like started immediately. Like, I mean, it didn't feel like the show ever had to end.
No.
So like I don't mind it going on forever and ever.
There was a good period mark, I think, like when they froze time and then they walked through it, and then she's like and then they're like, let's go around again. Basically, you can restart the show there.
Well, it's a semicolon now.
Yeah, now it's a semicolon.
It's a soft semicolon. Yeah.
But I think it continues perfectly. I think the second episode was like one of those tear jerky ones, which was really good. So
like the dog one and like, yeah. With the fries, with fries.
Maybe not as tear jerky as that, but it was like.
You're talking about Futurama, the comedy thing, right?
The comedy thing.
Wait, I need Futurama. You to like. You just described Futurama as the comedy thing.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, it's got the crab guy that's a doctor, and then the one-eyed chick, and then
you know
that
when
old
you
guy point,
when
says,
you describe it that way though, it does sound funnier. Like
and like the robot that's constantly drunk somehow.
No, this
why
true.
Would you say thing and not show?
He gets drunk when he's not drinking.
So beer in the Futurama world, beer makes him sober.
Alcohol gives
alcohol,
him battery.
Yeah,
and so when he was like, "I'm going sober," he's like, "You're gonna kill yourself." Like, because he's not recharging his battery with alcohol.
Uh-huh.
That's devastating.
You should watch this. Okay. Like, I really do recommend seasons like 3 to 8.
It is the one that goes, good news, everyone.
Yeah, good
I'm
news.
I'm old.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. Okay. All voiced by the same dude, by the way. Like, that same voice actor voiced like 8 people.
Yeah, oh, I believe it.
Like, it's awesome.
Seth MacFarlane does that like all the time, doesn't he?
Dude,
yeah,
Futurama
but it's
one
a little
of the
more
best
noticeable
shows.
With Seth MacFarlane, I feel like.
Well, yeah, it's because he has 3 voices.
Yeah, it's like, I'm Brian, it's my normal voice. And then I'm Stewie, it's my British voice. And then yeah. Brian. Like,
and then, what, is it Peter? I don't know what else.
I don't know. Yeah, that voice. Peter.
He's Lois.
Is he Lois?
Is he Lois?
No, I don't think so.
It sounds like he was.
Lois is that other SNL lady.
Jebediah, pull up Lois.
Jebediah, pull up a Lois.
Jebediah,
up to you,
man.
Dude, this editing though, like the editor, like sorry, editor, but like you really should pull up all the crap we say.
No,
like,
no,
I think it'd be so funny to just like actually do it. Like make it like you should take a video of like this side of the wall was just like blank, and then make it seem like that's where we pull things.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it would be like a dumb bit, but like
yeah, no,
so much extra.
Or just happens work. Like right here.
Yeah, yeah, like it's just like edited
in
like,
the smallest pixel, 2x2.
Like Andy Fantano, he has like a green screen, like
yeah,
like square, and you just edit it into that. Like
you just
that.
Put it right here.
It could work.
Just put it right here, like on this.
Just
this
replace
camera.
That whatever that is.
Yeah, put on both sides.
This thing.
Yeah, put
this
on
thing
both
is stupid.
Sides of the logo, dude.
This is stupid. No,
put a
no,
little
not.
Green screen on both
it's
sides.
Really cool.
It'd be amazing.
How often does Fish cry on these podcasts?
Often.
Oh, okay.
I cry every episode.
But like always a good
fucking
cry,
Jen
right?
made fun no. of his feet.
Wait,
oh my
what?
Goodness, yes. Okay, Jen was, I told her about my excursions and once I had a plan to make an OnlyFans, but only on my hands.
Uh-huh.
And basically I realized, long story short, that it wasn't going to work.
Can you
so
see
she
your
said,
hands?
Oh yeah, you can definitely see my hands. And again, I said it wasn't going to work. But
now
she said, well, you should try something with your feet. And I was just like, oh, okay, am I pulling out my feet again?
I mean,
do
you
want
to
see them?
You can't right, just right. talk about, like, all right, you right, can't right. have, what's his face, pull him up, so.
There you go. What do you think of my feet?
Underwhelming.
Damn!
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, not bad, though. They're not
no,
bad
no,
feet.
No,
like,
but
feet,
I was really you know, hoping you'd go, oh.
You know, I'm not.
I wasn't, like,
luckily,
I was expecting worse. So,
okay.
like, I was just like, those are feet.
See, it was worse, though, at the time. Because
wait,
I had just bought new rock climbing shoes. And how rock climbing shoes work is that they're supposed
they're
to be a
really
size
tight.
Under. They're supposed to be very tight.
But
so
I
when I was
climbing
climbing
too,
with them.
You should come with us.
Yes. I just started 2 months ago.
Yes.
Dude,
are we
going
with us?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Boulder? Where do you guys go?
We go bouldering. We go
yeah, it's
of
close
in.
To yeah,
you. Guys
yeah,
go
yeah. It's close here, but
dude, we do. Dude, it's like with Average Jonas, like a bunch of Valorant streamers.
Really?
And, yeah,
oh,
JHB
fuck.
Came yesterday.
So I don't have a pass. I've been going with my homies that have the thing. I just
yeah.
buy like the day
just
pass.
Get the pass
yeah,
like
yeah.
90 bucks.
Yeah.
Bro,
for a month.
I did the math. because I only go once a week because I do other. I do.
Let him know.
I'm a pickleballer now too.
yeah. I've been on the pickle grind.
No, there's
brother.
A running joke, dude. Who's it? My homie Jamie. And he was just like, dude, why are you so into like just the white sports? And I was like, what do you mean? It's like you do pickleball, you do climbing, and now and I've been doing ultimate frisbee for the past like 4 years.
No.
And like, actually, so you asked me why I'm busy tonight. I play ultimate every Tuesday. At like 7 p.m. onwards.
I love ultimate frisbee.
I'm so passionate blood. About it. It is my favorite thing. But yes, I am.
Just the white sports.
I'm into the white sports. What can I say?
How competitive does it get?
For ultimate, it gets very competitive.
Listen, man. Like, listen, just don't pick up cricket. You'll be fine. As soon as you cross the cricket line, that's you get into horses.
I feel like the true.
Jockeying.
Like, yeah, like there's like the true line would be like, what's that thing where
you got golf? Do you like golf?
I don't like golf. I'm also like anti-golf. I think like the concept, like, dude, golf is such a waste of space.
Golf,
like, it takes up so much. True.
Aside from that,
true.
Because
you have one. It is
you
fun.
Have the pyramids in Egypt, and then you have a golf course right next to it, which is awesome. I'm gonna play that golf course.
You've
and
done
it's
it?
Terrible. No, I
oh,
want to.
Okay.
But could you imagine taking a picture of the pyramids and then? Have you seen the golf
it's
course?
It's green. It's huge green.
It's a huge golf course.
It doesn't belong there.
Right next to the pyramids.
But the audacity
what's great
of
about,
that golf course
what's great about
is crazy.
Golf, right? If we all went golfing, that's 4 hours that we get to drink and spend time with each other.
Miss
not
balls,
even really worrying
and
about
and have people
the golf.
Pass us
so,
because we aren't idea. Hitting the
so
ball.
So it's good for people that have like actual work schedules because we get to hang out whenever. Because
true.
We're,
I see what you mean.
But if you are
dude,
like 9 to 5...
Off. That's so much better.
Dude, that's not
it's
what I'm
golf.
Talking about. Don't call
it's
me a
golf.
Dude, asshole.
You're wearing a cap just like me, and it says
fight.
Titleist.
This is a golf cap.
Fight. Yeah, you're fight. Wearing a Titleist cap, dog.
No.
You get to be
that's,
a dude.
That's not what I'm talking about. Topgolf is completely different from golf. Topgolf
how?
Is bowling.
It's golf.
No,
Topgolf
is bowling.
Yeah,
it's
wow.
Golf.
That's a good way to describe it. I feel like it's more like, what's that one carnival game where you throw the ball in?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And they're like trying to get the specific holes.
Ski ball.
It's the most.
It's literally
the ski ball of
golf.
Of golf.
But golfing is like you're out on in the like outside
yeah.
on the grass, you're driving the golf carts, fun as fuck. You're getting to like just spend 4 hours with each other, drinking, having a good time, and then you go back home to your, you know, wife and shit. Like that's how golf
say on the end of the oh, fun's over.
I'm married.
He's
married. The only person
I'm married.
That's awesome.
I mean, we could go on forever, but.
But I'm getting hot.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, sorry. Unfortunately, we don't have AC fishes. In this house. I need to hook that up. That's a R2-D2
I thought that was on.
External
I'm like,
AC.
So
no. I have to hook that up. Yeah, my bad about that. But
so
thank
I,
you so
you,
much
I'm gonna
for.
I'm going to stand up and my ass is just yeah, all no, that,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the Fish Tank Podcast, Macro. I mean, anything.
This is great, dude.
Anything else? This it's was an amazing episode. Yes.
Yeah. I always wrote through, man. If you DM me, I wrote through.
Let's
we're
go.
Climbing. It sounds like we're climbing.
So. Yes, we are climbing.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
I can't do tomorrow because tomorrow's Filipino night at Dodger Stadium.
Okay.
So.
Then nice. Then we do nice. Saturday sometimes and then just Monday, Wednesday, Saturday.
I'll probably hit you up for Saturday.
Okay.
Not this Saturday, but in general, just like yeah. I live in LA. Like
we also yeah, we yeah. also pickleball on Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, are you pickleball? Not
yeah.
just Saturday. I have like a
Filipino night.
No, it's my aunt's
it's another Filipino.
I have a lot of family too. My wife's Filipino. That's we're doing like
my
Filipino
family
night.
Is all on the other side of the country, so I don't have to worry about
my
it.
Entire
too.
Family is located in LA.
That sucks. I hate that. I'm joking.
I hate that for you.
The only bad part about having family in the rest of the country is that my brother just had a kid, so I have to fly down and go visit.
Like, oh, that yeah. sucks that he had a kid.
But yes, on that note, thank you everybody for supporting the Fish Tank Podcast. Again,
you,
we do have a Patreon. Click the
we're
link in the description.
We're gonna add more stuff soon.
There's still yeah, we're still uploading every week to the Patreon exclusive content that you can only find on there. Patreon.com/fishtankpodcast, and it's also linked in the description. And yes, thank you guys for all supporting the Fish Tank, and we will see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
See you later, Jebediah.
Adios. Jebediah, close this out.